From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW boys basketball team rolled past Tunstall on Friday night 63-28. Kobe Morrison led the way for the Eagles with 25 points and 10 rebounds, while Jason Bryant added 12 points. GW has now won 6 in a row and is 11-6 overall and 6-1 in the district, while the Hawks drops Tunstall to 10-8 overall and 5-2 in the district. The Chatham girls basketball team hammered Alta Vista on Friday night 65-19. The Cavaliers had 4 players scoring double figures, with Sydney Ward leading the way with 19 and Ja'Kiah Jiggetts adding 18. Chatham is now 18-0 on the season and undefeated in the district. The Ann Arbor boys blew out William Campbell on Friday night 88-23 to win their 12th in a row. Correll Jeffries had a monster game for the Wildcats with 27 points. The Ann Arbor is now 15-2 overall and is 7-1 in the district. In other high school action from Friday, the Tunstall girls beat GW 38-32 to improve 9-10 overall. The Chatham boys fell to Alta Vista 65-46 to drop to 5-12 on the season, and the Dan River girls lost to William Campbell 44-30 and are now 6-10 overall. The Seattle Seahawks won Super Bowl 60 29-13 last night to win their second in franchise history. Running back Kenneth Walker III won the MVP as he put up over 160 yards of total offense. Walker is the first running back to win Super Bowl MVP since Terrell Davis in 1998. The Seahawks defense also forced 3 turnovers, recorded 6 sacks, and scored a touchdown. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.